Alex Gung Hae Fat Choi.
What?
It's Happy New Year. Happy Chinese New Year. My five-year-old daughter taught me that. Anyway, Chinese New Year celebrations are still going on. And let's go to Beijing now and check in with NPR's Anthony Kuhn. He will take us on a sonic tour.
When you get to the Eastern Mountain Taoist Temple, or Dongyue Miao on Beijing's east side, the first thing you see are the dragon dancers and stilt walkers outside. 74-year-old Qi Reihua is leading a troop of stilt walkers. To begin with, we parade around in a circle, he says. Then we do stunts, like walking on a raised platform and jumping over benches. There are stilt walkers dressed up as an official, a beggar, and a fisherman's wife. Beijing resident Li Chunrong and her mother have just emerged from the temple.
Today we saw acrobats spinning plates and balloons. We saw trained mice performing tricks. We saw the dragon dance, very traditional and exciting. Inside they've got lamb kebabs, spring rolls, candied hawthorn berries on a stick and everything. This place is thick with Chinese New Year's atmosphere.
We enter the temple's main gate and talk to Li Ping, one of the fair's organizers.
The Eastern Mountain Temple Fair here has a history of more than 700 years. It's very influential in Beijing. It's called Eastern Mountain Temple because it's dedicated to the god of Taishan, China's most sacred mountain.
Standing beside Li is toy vendor Zhang Yuxiang.
Hey, Fengner.
This is a pinwheel. It's a traditional Chinese New Year's toy. It's made of bamboo and dyed sorghum paper. The wind moves this wheel that moves these sticks, which strike this little drum and make the sound. The simplest one just has two wheels. The fancier ones are T-shaped or square.
Further inside the temple complex, game booths are set up among ancient pine trees and stone tablets.
Hit the bell with a coin. The bell sound brings good luck. The year of the pig will be auspicious. Wealth will be yours.
One courtyard is devoted to traditional Beijing street foods. Nearby, Zhang Jiuling is teaching kids how to play with a traditional Beijing toy.
This is a Chinese yo-yo. It's made of bamboo. It's round and has holes on the sides. Each hole acts as a whistle. There's an axle in the middle. You put it on a string between two sticks and give it a tug. The wind goes through the holes and makes this sound.
In the temple's main hall, a Taoist orchestra plays traditional flutes and pipes. The noise of the crowds melts away amid prayers for peace and the smell of incense. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.